time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on, everybody? Winter season starting up at pretty much this weekend. We got some games going on. That's right. It is Thursday, December 7th, and the weekend of Friday, December 8th, 9th, 10th, we'll have some activity for sports, that games that will count. Scrimmages will be done at that point for the most part, and we're looking forward to it. But to warm you up for the winter season, we have a baseball guest on our show today. We are going to talk to the new Tewksbury head coach of the baseball team. It's going to be Matt Feld. A lot of people know that name from his work as a Boston Herald correspondent. Great one at that, covering the Massachusetts high school sports scene. But Matt is also a very astute baseball guy, 27 years old, and he does baseball for his career, part of a private club team, in the off season, and now he's coaching varsity baseball at Tewksbury. He has some great thoughts to share about how things are going to look for his team this year, how the MVC looks to be shaping up. He even gives us a little sports talk about winter sports in the MVC. So it's a really, really valuable interview from Matty Feld coming up after the break. And then after that, we're going to have our Sylvan Street Grill Winter Sports Report. Just talk a little bit about some hot teams, what we expect, what happened last year, and we'll go from there. So let's waste no more time and get on with it. Up next, Tewksbury baseball coach, the new one, Matt Feld.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest. It's going to be, what says in between, fall and winter than baseball? Matt Feld, new Tewksbury baseball coach. What's going on, Matt?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Excited to have you on. And I'm a baseball guy too. In the late 90s, played at Salem State. So any chance to talk baseball, I'm on it. And I saw the big news, you get in the post from Tewksbury, and that's great. And so let's start first with, what attracted you to that job in particular, Tewksbury varsity baseball.
I've always been fortunate to be part, either as a student or as a coach, of high schools that have very good athletic traditions. Whether it's at Boston College High School or Hingham High School, I've been a part of communities that really almost treat their student athletes like they're professional athletes in the way they respect them and the way they support them. and the environments that they put them in, and at the level that those student athletes compete at. And I think Tewksbury really is no different. When you look going back, not just years, but decades, it's got a great tradition of kids being supported by the community, by their families, by their teammates and their classmates across the board. When you look at their sports, they're incredibly successful. I think there's a strong foundation there within the program to be successful, not just for the next couple of years, but for decades. And it made me really want to become part and lead the program overall. I want to become part. I wanted to be a leader, within that specific community that Tewksbury has helped build. And I'm excited to get going.
Yeah, Matt, well said. I mean, it seems like a culture of success there. I mean, year after year, someone is competing at a high level. Softball recently, volleyball, hockey. I mean, these kids are tremendous student athletes, no matter what gender, no matter what sport, what season. And they do it in a conference, Merrimack Valley Conference, where they're the small guy.
Yeah. No, it's true, without a doubt, right? I mean, when you look at the enrollment across the board within the league, they're able to be successful in a number of sports. Like I said, despite the fact that they've got really low enrollment, you look what Derek Doherty's done as the boys' ice hockey coach, or Brittany Souza's done as the softball coach. Obviously, Brian Aylward as the football coach. It really doesn't seem to make a difference or impede their abilities. And along with a number of the other athletic programs, Steve Boudreau's done a really good job with the boys' basketball program and getting them turned around the last couple of years. So, without a doubt, while they may be small numbers, there's no small short of passion and hunger within the community for their sports to thrive. And again, baseball is no different.
Yeah. So, native of New York, what brought you? Give us a little history on Matt Feld. What brought you to the Bay State eventually?
Yeah, I moved to Boston right before high school. So I was born in Westchester, New York, but I really kind of grew up through my high school years in Boston, and then went to Providence College. Moved back to Boston after Providence. Worked for the Chicago Cubs for 2 years. One was an amateur scouting association associateship. So that was mostly on the Cape Cod Baseball League. But then I lived in Arizona, then Eugene, Oregon, while working for the Cubs for a year, and then moved back to Boston. So I've always been local for the most part, by and large. I do love it here. I've had a couple of opportunities to look elsewhere, but I've built a great community here. I have a great support system around me. My parents are still in New England. So I've wanted to stay here while also traveling the country when I've had the opportunity to do so. So I love it here. Like I said, I've developed great friends, great connections through work and what have you. And I have no intention of leaving. And I've pretty much committed to that, of course, by excitingly taking this opportunity.
Yeah. And like, is baseball is pretty much a year round gig for you, right? With the Nor'easters, club program.
Yeah, I work for the Nor'easters, full-time. That is my full-time role. I help out with our operations. I help with our college recruiting. I coach one of our older age teams in the summer. I've been part of that program now for 3 years. I really enjoy working with the athletes that come through the program across the board from a player development standpoint, from a college recruiting standpoint. It's something I really take a great deal of pride in that we have that relationship with those kids. Some kids that come through our doors that play in our program, others that are just looking for help on their college journeys that we assist as well. So I'm pretty tied into the Merrimack Valley community. I have been since I started with Nor'easters in the fall of 2021. And I'm looking forward to continuing our relationship going forward.
Yeah, Andover resident now and Tewksbury coach. So definitely some Merrimack Valley ties there. And you got to go easy. Got to go easy on the Andover Warriors. Although, so Andover is the big conference, right? And then Tewksbury being the other one. How does baseball split up its divisions?
Yeah, that's correct. There's a large and a small. This year, Chelmsford moved from the small to the large division, creating a bit of a shakeup in that respect. Chelmsford's, of course, been one of the more successful programs in the conference the last couple of years. We play teams on the large side like Central Catholic, Lowell, Chelmsford one time, Andover one time, and then we play teams on the small side, Drakett, Billerica, Methuen twice.
Yeah. And you know all about Merrimack Valley, and for that matter, Bay State High School sports, for being a sports correspondent for the Boston Herald. Are you going to keep that gig still?
I'll still be running in the fall and winter. I won't be running in the spring. I don't think that'd be very ethical. I think I've always been pretty well intentioned, and I don't think I'd let it affect my work. But I'm not going to do that. Of course, my focus, my commitment, my full time commitment is going to be on the team that I have in front of me and the program that I have in front of me.
Yeah. Well, that said, I mean, 8 years, I mean, within those 8 years, there was an amazing accomplishment Merrimack Valley baseball wise. I don't know if you covered it or you were there, but North Andover baseball in the Super 8, right? Running through it as the 8 seed.
Yeah. 2019, they had a great team. They had Sebastian Keane, Jake McElroy, among a host of others. And as you mentioned, they were the eighth seed. They were the only Division II team to win the Super 8 while it was around on the baseball side of things. And they had a great run. They beat number one Franklin, who was the defending champion. They beat BC High in the second round. They beat St. John's Prep to win the whole thing. They are a tremendous program. Todd Doolin does a great job year in, year out. They always have high-level talent. This upcoming year is going to be no different. So baseball is certainly not lacking in terms of a winning tradition when it comes to the conference and Tewksbury's opponents on a consistent basis.
Yeah. And now let me pull Matt Feld, the Tewksbury baseball coach, out for a second. Let him leave the room and enter Matt Feld, the Boston Herald correspondent for high school sports. Do you miss the Elite Eight in hockey? Do you miss the Super Eight in baseball? Should we still have it?
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed covering those, both of those tournaments. I did cover my fair share of Super 8 hockey, well, more so on the baseball side of things. And I really enjoyed the chase. I think it really compelled teams to play non-conference opponents that were tough. I think it really enticed people to want to get in the tournament and play other elite teams consistently. I thought we saw some great talent across the board that played in both of those Super 8s. They got great crowds for a reason. I remember the North Andover St. John's Prep crowd at Trinity Stadium in Haverhill was absolutely packed. They had other great crowds, like when Franklin played Central Catholic at the Rocks, that was packed. So I miss it. I long for it. I think it's great. I also realize I'm not really in a position of power to do anything about it. And I do like the new statewide tournament. So,
yeah, same. I think, give me your assessment too, keeping Matt Fell, the sports writer, in the room. Give me your assessment on that statewide tournament, because, you know, to me, I think the proof is, how many Final Fours have there been where it's been 1 through 4, or at the very least 3 of the top 4 teams? I mean, the data is there. I should look it up and do the research, but I feel like it's been a lot.
Yeah, I think it really, especially with now the home games in most sports that let you go through the quarterfinal, I think it really encourages you to push yourself, play a tough schedule so you boost your opponent's rating, and then also for you to be successful on your own end so you get into that top 4, at the very least, the top 8, so you get 2 home games early on. And with the statewide component, you want to play at home because of the fact that you could be going out west or out central Mass or vice versa if you're coming from central or western Mass. So I really like the aspect of that there's a lot of competitive nature and the fact that you want to be playing good teams in order to help your own rating. And then you also want to be able to get into that top 16, top 8, top 4, so you can play at home. I think baseball and softball, I think there's a little more variability there. One pitcher, of course, from a 10-10 or below 500 team can certainly beat you on any given day. So I think there's a little more uncertainty there. But overall, I love the format. I love the tournament, the way it's set up.
Yeah. Now you're just going to deal as a coach with the pitch counts, right?
Yeah.
they're still employing that. The pitch counts in high school baseball?
Yes, they are. Yeah, absolutely. They still are. And depending on how many pitches you throw, there are different qualifiers for how much rest you need all the way up to the max, where you at least need 4 days rest.
Tough. I'm in the camp of not having it at the high school level because I think Little League, yes, because you have volunteer coaches, don't know the ins and outs of like arm wear and tear kind of thing. But I think, like you, for instance, a very qualified baseball person, if you're in a varsity position, you were vetted, you know that you come in with some expertise there. What do you think? I think it's a little bit disruptive. I don't think it's necessary for the high school.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's become almost like the shot clock in basketball, where a lot more states have, of course, adopted it under the National Federation rules. I think when you look at it across the board, I think there are probably some coaches that are more applicable, able to handle it than others. I think there are some schools that have always longed of having a kid that's able to go out there and have 130 or throw 140 pitches or what have you. But I do think that the pitch count rules, really require teams to develop pitching depth over the course of the year. You really can't just lean on 2 kids. And I think that helps come the state tournament, reveal who has multiple players. You look at Methuen's run in the state tournament last year. They are to rely on multiple arms. I mean, everyone focuses on Popolardo. They kind of won the Central Catholic game in the state quarterfinals, but they had multiple other guys like Vargas and Sullivan step up. And without those guys, they never would have gotten to the Final Four. So I think the pitch count rules really do require teams to explore what they have early in the season and take some risks so that they're better, more built down the stretch.
Fair points, for sure. Well, talk about the 2024 Tewksbury team. I think I've read in the Lowell Sun you have some connections to some players already through your off-season coaching pursuits.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything's within the guidelines that the MIA, calls for below 50% of kids that you're working with and on the field at one time. But I am fortunate enough to have some familiarity with some of the returning varsity players and Zach Russo, a left-handed pitcher who's already decided to continue his collegiate career at Seton Hall. Cam Kingston and Phil Lombardi, two infielders that can also play the outfield, who've got plus hit tools and are athletic. So it's great to be familiar with those players, but we've got other student athletes across the board as well, who I intend to have and expect to have very successful seasons based on their past history. Matt Cook, who's a three-sport varsity starter at Tewksbury High School, has been huge for the baseball program the last couple of years. I expect that to be no different this year based on Matt's makeup, his competitiveness, his work ethic. Billy Burris is someone who, of course, was key for Coach Mamblo last year out of the bullpen and also in the lineup. I think when you go across the board, there's a number of returning kids who've got the chance to have a real impact this year, and certainly kids that we're going to be relying on to be successful. I know kids are, playing multiple sports on a number of levels. That's something that Tewksbury takes a great deal of pride in, and something I certainly take a great deal of pride in, is how many student athletes of ours are going to be playing multiple sports that are on the baseball team, and that's only going to enhance their competitiveness. So I'm really looking forward to getting the chance to know more of the roster, both the returning roster and then up and coming student athletes of ours that are going to make help this program be successful this spring.
Nice. And have you locked down an assistant staff yet?
I'm still working on finalizing that this upcoming week, but I am pretty close. I'm not going to disclose everyone until that's all done and finalized and everything like that. Any work that has to be done through the district in terms of background work and what have you. But conversations have been had with a number of folks, and I'm really excited about the people that I'm have around me. A mixture of individuals who have served on previous Tewksbury baseball coaching staffs, and also some new blood as well.
Nice. All right. Well, since we're actually in the winter season, let's bring back Matt Fell, the sports writer, back into the room. Merrimack Valley wise, you cover the whole state, so it must be hard to zero in on one conference, but have you given some thought to, say, basketball or hockey or anything like that for the MVC for the winter and some prospects?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I predominantly cover the basketball scene the last handful of years when it comes to the winter. And I think the Merrimack Valley Conference is going to be incredibly strong this year. North Andover was in the Division I state semifinals last year. And I don't think there's going to be really any difference this time around. I expect that group to be back in the fold and a big time contender, see how they handle the expectations. But I expect them to be very good. Dave Fazio's team. You know, to me, it really doesn't matter. You know, it's one of those rosters where it really doesn't matter who's out there. They always seem to put together strong years. Coach Fazio is tremendous at adapting to the individuals that he has and the personnel that he has. Gets very creative defensively, and his teams are always tough and physical, particularly on the glass. You know, you look at Lawrence and Central Catholic, two teams that graduated their fair share of talent, but I expect both groups to be very strong this spring, even though some might expect them to reboot. I don't expect that to be the case. I expect them both to be in the mix right till the very end. And I'm excited to see what Chris Giordano does at Chelmsford. He's a first-year head coach, but I know he's already had great enthusiasm and interest, particularly at the lower levels. I think that's a program that's really, really going to take off these next couple of years.
Yeah, and what's exciting about the Merrimack Valley is they always host that the Commonwealth Classic tournament.
Yes. Right?
In between Christmas and New Year's, I think that is. And that's been a who's who of top talent in the Massachusetts basketball circles for sure. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great tournament. I had the chance to attend it last year, and a lot of those teams play in it. So it's always a full house at Merrimack, and it's a great time to come down and watch some of the top teams play.
Yeah, and you're not too far away. So, no. Yeah, Danny V doesn't have to send you to Western Mass to get the scoop. You're in this region, so.
Yeah, no, I've done that before, though. If anyone wants to know what Greenfield, Mass is like, just let me know.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. All those expansive trips with with the new statewide rankings. I mean, your team could open up. I mean, think about a local reporter, right? Your team can open up with a North Adams or something, in the first round if you're a North Shore guy. Well, Matt Fell, hey, congratulations. Tewksbury baseball, new varsity coach. Things are coming into play. Assistants will be formalized soon. So everything is moving along, and we wish you the best of luck. And we will get you on in the spring to see how things are going.
Thanks, Dom. I really appreciate it, and excited to get things rolling at Tewksbury High.
All right. Have a good one. Talk soon.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley, what's going on? Dominic Castro here, wrapping up the show with our final segment, our Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report, where we'll analyze what's going on for the upcoming season. Obviously, it's early, but I think we know some of the trends that will be unfolding before we start. Sylvan Street Grill, by the way, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill, two locations, Peabody and Salisbury. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You hear that? They have like more than 40 beers on tap. I mean, it's insane. And the sports always going on. Good time over there at the Sylvan Street Grill, SSG. Hey, so Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report. So no games yet, but things will be starting up this weekend. You heard a little bit from Matt Feld about the winter season. So let him tell you, because he's really been invested, you know, in covering this area. He lives in Andover, so he knows what's going on. And yeah, North Andover boys basketball. I remember talking to the coach last year. He's excited about this year. Great tournament run last year. You know, Lawrence boys basketball were impressive and amazing to watch last year, but they're going to have to deal with a little bit of rebuilding there. They lost some key players. Andover boys basketball with Fazio always is on top of things. So Central Catholic, I mean, you know, it's the same for the girls. Andover girls basketball, they're back, defending state champions. Alan Habino running the show, and we expect challenges from, you know, Central Catholic in that division. Moving over to hockey, we're always going to be expecting big things out of Tewksbury. They've been really solid the last few years. We'll see how graduation affected them this year. Maybe some newbies will step in. And then, you know, finally, I mean, really wrestling. I mean, the Merrimack Valley is rinse and repeat when it comes to the winter season. This is their time. They have basketball, great teams. Wrestling is amazing. So, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, look at Thomas Brown over at Chelmsford with wrestling. He's just been a nationally recognized wrestler. So we'll see what happens with him. I'm excited to talk to him and his coach later in the year. So exciting stuff. Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report. Our first one's in the books. Looking forward to when games and stuff actually start up and we can discuss what's actually happening in the Commonwealth Classic. Commonwealth Motors Classic will be coming up at the end of the month. So we'll be following that. Probably have the tournament director on and give us a little scoop of what's going on in that all-time best sort of like season starter, if you will, for Merrimack Valley sports. It's really a who's who of a great girls and boys basketball teams right over at Merrimack College. So, all right, let's wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Matt Feld. Best of luck with Tewksbury baseball. And we will be moving on for another week. Join us here every week at msonewsports.com.